Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Carriker's still a little upset from having lost the initial Carriker's Trivia Challenge.
I don't handle losing well. I don't. I hate losing more than I love winning, if I'm being honest with you. Now, okay. All right, so here's the deal. True story. I used to cheat at Sorry and Sorry. Like, my mom would leave and I'd like move the pieces around. I'd give myself the extra Sorry cards, you know, when I was a kid. And then one day came around and I finally realized I'd rather lose, you know, with honor. That took a while, than win by cheating. I got to ask though, because Sipple does something similar. Shut up, Sipple, right?
Yeah.
Do you know his record for this season on Shut Up, Sipple?
We've got it actually written up there.
All right.
37-33 for Sip, a winning record so far.
I like how you said winning record. So I did some simple math. I see the board. That's a 52% winning percentage. What about all time? What is it?
So as long as they've been keeping track, he's been doing it for years. But what if they got up on the board is 108-86.
All right, 108 plus 86. I'm not doing this in my head. Trust me. 194. So 108 divided by 190. That's a 55% winning percentage over time. All I've got to say is that I'm 2-1. So my winning percentage is 66.6666. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, Sipple, if you're out there, man, I've got an early leg up on you, my friend. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted the Goldberg streak. I wanted to be undefeated. What was he? 173-0. The pro wrestler, he didn't lose for like umpteen years, and then they hit him with a cattle prod for real. By the way, I've read his book. Mm. They used it for real. He wanted it to be real.
Was that Kevin Nash ended?
It was Kevin Nash. Yeah. It was an awful way to do it. Then they did the finger poke of doom the next night. A lot of people don't know what we're talking about. You didn't miss anything. Trust me. It's why WCW is dead. All right, let's do college football playoff rankings. You know what? Let's see if we have time for that. What I'd prefer to do, and if we don't have time, there's going to be new CFP rankings we can whine and complain about next week. So. Let's do this. Oh, I do want to talk about Boise real quick. That's the one thing I do want to talk about. Then we're going to do predictions for this weekend. And if we have time to analyze the rankings as a whole, that's cool. Or I'm sorry, the rankings, the matchups as a whole, that's cool. Number one was Oregon. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Georgia. Number four, Miami of Florida. But here's the deal. When you look at the actual seeding, like BYU right now is the highest ranked Big 12 team. 8-0. I actually think they're pretty good. Okay. But they would actually probably have the number four seed. Miami would have the three seed because you got to be a conference champ, a major conference champ. If Oregon were to win out and Georgia were to win out, so it'd be Oregon one, Georgia two. All right, Miami three, BYU four. But here's the deal. If BYU falters, much like Iowa State did, I would fully expect, all right, the BYU Cougars to fall below Boise State in the rankings. Now, here's what the top four seeding rules do not say. They do not say the top four power conference champions get the top four seeds. They say the top four highest ranked conference champions. And then it just guarantees that a group of five team will be included in the 12-team playoff. That's it. So there is a very realistic world. Boise wins out. Their only loss is at the number one team in the country in Eugene, Oregon by 3 points, 37-34. BYU, let's say they lose by 10 points. The Holy Wars tonight, right? Utah, yeah. BYU. Utah is not great. Cam Rising has like submarined that team 2 years in a row. As much as I love that guy, they've depended on him. Hasn't worked out. But what if they pull the upset in the rivalry game? Beat them by 10 points. Is it at Utah or BYU? Do you know?
It is at Utah.
Oh, man. That place is going to be crazy. Let's just say that happens. I predict Boise State would then be ahead of BYU in the rankings, depending on how the rest of the season unfolds. Boise State, top four seed, first round bye. There's a very realistic possibility that could happen. All right, that was the major point I wanted to make. We'll do these predictions for the games this weekend, and then if we have time, we can whine, complain, and moan about the college football playoff rankings. All right, I do want to point one thing out, then Jake's going to bring up the games. All right, first, I can't believe this is real. Breaking. There will be a live Tiger at Tiger Stadium for LSU Alabama. A live Tiger will be on the sideline for the LSU Alabama game.
Is it Mike? Is it Mike the Tiger? That's their guy.
The only Tiger I know is Tony.
Oh.
I don't know. Is that his name?
Yeah, Mike the Tiger. That's their Tiger that they usually have like on campus caged up.
What could possibly go wrong? Mm. Oh, I assume it'll be in it. It doesn't say in a cage. It just says on the sideline. That's a rather small to gargantuan detail I need to know the answer to. If he's not in a cage, what in the world could go wrong? I'm going to assume he's in a cage. All right, Jake, what are these matchups we've got?
I think the biggest one, well, two big ones in the SEC. We'll start with this. Number two, Georgia at number 16, Ole Miss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
All right, so for Ole Miss, this is an elimination game. They have two losses. Georgia's got one. Georgia could lose this, especially with having one at Texas and still getting the playoff, but they're trying to win the SEC. They're trying to get a first-round bye, top four seed in the playoff. Ole Miss, if they lose, they're done. All right, they are. They have Jackson Dart, who Jake, during our trivia challenge earlier, leads the nation in passing. Cam Ward's number two. Ole Miss is top 10 in the country in pressure rate, tackles for loss, sacks. They get after the quarterback. They're incredibly up and down. How in the world they lost to Kentucky? I don't know. Kentucky actually only lost by 1 point to Georgia. College football parity. All right. By far the most important player in this game is Carson Beck of Georgia. He was considered probably, if not the top quarterback in the country coming into the season, easily one, two, or three. His completion percentage so far this year is not bad, 65% to 2,302 pass yards. All right, averaging 287 pass yards per game, 17 passing touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Now, here's the interesting stat. Carson Beck's Georgia. The first 17 games of his career, he had 6 interceptions, 31 touchdown passes. The last 5 games, he has 10 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He's almost doubled his INT total from the first 17 games in the last 5 games. He's wildly inconsistent, wildly up and down. It comes down to if he plays well, they're going to win. If he doesn't, they won't. This game is at Ole Miss. Their backs are against the wall. Georgia's played the number one toughest strength of schedule in the country. Florida's number two. I think at home, Ole Miss pulls the upset. Georgia's only a 2.5-point favorite. Anyways, I will say this. Georgia has scored 30-plus points in 5 straight games and 30 points in 7 of their last 8 games. So it's a very realistic possibility that Georgia could win. On a random sidebar, Jackson Dart, number one passing quarterback in America, more yards than Shadur and Cam Ward. Interesting sidebar here. Miami quarterback Cam Ward had only one scholarship offer out of high school. It was a D2 school. They won and did really well. His head coach goes to Washington State. That's how Cam ends up at Washington State. Now he's at Miami, and he's probably going to inevitably be a first-round pick. It's why he plays the way he does. I love watching him play. I'm going to take Ole Miss in the slight upset. Next.
Yeah, like that pick there. Let's go with number 11, Alabama, at number 14, LSU.
This Alabama team is so up and down. They have the number one roster in America when it comes to talent composite ranking. They also had a lot of players transfer out. Two starters, Caleb Downs, safety, offensive lineman for Ohio State. Two starters are at Ohio State. They were at Alabama. They had a bunch of other players leave. That's why they're basically all true freshmen or a lot of true freshmen, and they're starting secondary. Their defense has been wildly up and down. Interesting stat, easy for me to say. Bama is 132nd in America at converting third and long. 2 years ago, there weren't even 131 teams in FBS. All right, at third and short, they're 10th in the country in converting. So by far the key to this game is first and second down for Alabama. I would say first down. First down for Alabama. All right, they body bagged. I'm sorry, Georgia body bagged Ole Miss last year, 52-17. But moving on to LSU, Alabama. This LSU team, Garrett Nussmeier, he's got first round talent and seventh round unpredictability. Like, the dude can light you up, and he can also give you nightmares if you're the offensive coordinator for LSU. Right, Alabama's offense is tied for 16th in the country in points per game. LSU's defense is 54th in allowing points per game, total yards per game. Alabama's 37th. LSU's defense is 58th in the country. All right, 20-plus yard plays. This is also another key. Alabama's tied for 10th in the country as far as allowing explosive plays. LSU is tied for 49th in the country. But this is at home, Death Valley. They both have two losses. Some people think this is an elimination game, and it very well might be. I'm going to take at night, at home, LSU, because they're both unpredictable. I don't know what to expect out of either one, and I'm going to go with home field, especially when that home field is LSU's home field at night. I will say this. Final CFP rankings roll around. There's going to come a dilemma at some point. A 9-3 Big Ten or 9-3 SEC team and an 11-1 Big 12, 11-1 ACC team, and there's going to have to be a decision made. And I'm telling you right now, I would go with the SEC or Big Ten team, but I'm putting the cart before the horse. Speed round, what do we got left?
I was going to say, speaking of which, Miami and Georgia Tech.
Oh, so Georgia, Miami could have like three losses, yet they're undefeated. They don't play defense. They play offense like they're a basketball team, so there's going to be points scored every time they play. Georgia Tech is the number one rushing offense in the ACC. Why couldn't you ask me questions about this in Carriker's Trivia? Good Lord. Trivia challenge. All right, I'm going to go with Miami. They're a 10.5-point favorite. I've also seen them be behind by 25 points at Cal Berkeley this year, and I've also seen them beat Va Tech, who was barely 500 because of a bad call by the ref. So not a lot of confidence, but I'm going to go with Miami. Who's I hear the music playing. Who's Colorado got?
Colorado at Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Colorado. I just want them to win and get in the college football playoff because I do. And Indiana's 13.5-point favorite over Michigan. Who in the blue hell would have predicted that in the offseason? I'm going to go with Indiana, and I'm going to take the points. All right. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bombs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.